Hello, am I speaking with Bob?
Speaking.
Hey, Bob, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. I apologize. Something was going on with Sean transferring to my side.
Okay, the other side also there is somebody for the Splash. I don't know. You guys calling for both sides?
Yeah. So Sean, he's on the client support side, right, for the base program. I work in the Google Guarantee Department, but I'm with Local Splash as well. Yes, sir.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Hi.
Okay. So Google Guaranteed, have you heard about this program before? Do you already know how it works?
Give me one second. Hold on.
Yeah, take your time. I'm going to let Sean know I have you on the line, too.
Yeah, hello, is this still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I let Sean know too, I had you on the line, so, because he wasn't transferring for whatever reason. So Google Guaranteed, it looks like you spoke to Amy before, right, regarding this?
Yes.
Okay, so just to kind of recap on it, what Google Guaranteed is, right, is it's a pay-per-lead platform directly through Google. It's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why, Bob. So the leads are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, it has an automatic dispute system. Meaning that when that lead calls you, if you set an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote the lead, if you give them pricing over the phone, right? Those are considered qualified leads that you will be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, well, those are unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program, Bob. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads, okay? It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So let me just re-verify. The company is still currently licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees... In other words, Bob, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
Yeah.
So background check would be good. Your license, you're insured, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so your cost per qualified lead for the HVAC vertical is $33.33 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is at $435.
Okay.
Now, whatever lead budget you set, Bob, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget at 13 leads, and you get 13 qualified leads, right? the following month you would be charged $435 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $435. You would only be charged for that one lead you took on, the $33.33. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, 435 divided by 33.33.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 leads, so yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yes, sir. You can always increase the budget too. Like, I have a client in New York who sets it for 200 leads a month, right? So the minimum budget is just 13 leads. And that's the one I'm required to go over with you. Now, we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. Now, what we send in writing is that that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person here, Bob, that sets these accounts up, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved and good to go within 3 weeks. Okay. Now, we do charge for Google Guaranteed a one-time application fee. So you pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. It's not like a renewal fee. That is for $250.
No, we don't know pay for that. Just keep it organically. Let's go this application and then whatever is approved or... Because we're not rushed for the guarantee right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's no problem at all. I mean, you're already on the organic program with the my site, the local search engine optimization, right, with the call tracking as well. So if you want to just keep it on that platform, that's perfectly fine. But in order to do Google Guaranteed, we do have to do that application process, and that application fee would have to be taken care of to move forward with that platform.
I think we're working with another company. They did this like 3-4 years ago.
Google Guaranteed?
Yeah. I think they did Google Guaranteed for us like 4 years ago, and we're still working. I think if you search, you can find the application for Subcool Inc.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look for now.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
So they did like a couple of years ago this thing. I have a pay-per-click right now. I'm working with Hydro too. So I'm a familiar, another...
Pay-per-click's way different than the pay-per-lead platform, though. So, like, on the pay-per-click, every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. The pay-per-lead program, you actually have to get a call, right, and either schedule an appointment or quote them in order to be charged. I'm not seeing – hold on. Let me – yeah, I have HVAC vertical. I have it in Glendale. Give me one quick second. I'm just scrolling through the list. Yeah, I don't see a Google Guarantee profile that exists for you currently. You went through this before, though, where you did a background check, license, and insurance?
Yeah, I think a couple of years ago, was another company, they did my before Hybo. So they did this, I think, 4 years ago, before COVID.
Got you.
So they did the background, they did
The timing sounds like it could be right, because the program started about 4 years ago. That's when Google Guaranteed came out. But I'm not seeing a Google Guaranteed profile for you. So we would have to redo the application process.
So this application, it has time or permanently or what?
Yeah, so when you do the application, it's permanently, but we have to resubmit each month, each year your license and insurance when it expires. So that's the only thing you have to redo, but it should still say that you have a profile even if it wasn't renewed. You would just have your green check mark off on the Google Guarantee platform, you know. So... I'm not seeing a profile for you currently.
So you think the previous company, they didn't do it this one for me? So I just charged me for that 4 years ago?
I'm not positive. Did you take on any leads? So you would know if a lead came through on Google Guaranteed because it would say LSA lead on your phone. Do you remember that ever happening?
I don't remember. But yeah. They were coming text for me from the phone when I got called. I don't know what was saying. But, I mean, how I know this? My company is in a Google Guarantee or no? If I do.
Well, all you do is you do a search for HVAC, right? You click on the Google Guaranteed section and then type in HVAC will already be up there, and then you put your city, right? And it'll show you every company that submitted a Google Guaranteed application before. And your company's not on there.
Okay, let me do now. HVAC Glendale. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, you should see, like, the very top will be, it'll say sponsored, and then HVAC Pros, Google Guaranteed.
Glendale, California.
Oh, yeah, you got to put California. That way it doesn't do Arizona. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm now HVAC Glendale, California. It says train supply, Glendale HVAC supply, American.
Click on where it says more HVAC Pros in Glendale.
More, okay.
Yeah, and then just scroll. I went through the entire list, and I don't see your profile currently.
Okay, scroll down. Campbell, Five Star Plumbing, SoCal, Pack, Roberts. So those companies all are guaranteed in the first time, or?
Let's make sure you're looking at the right section. So it should, if you're in the right spot, it should say Google Guaranteed. So it'll say HVAC, Glendale. I have just HVAC maintenance turned on, right? And then
I don't see guarantee.
You see Google Guaranteed?
No.
No, then you're in the wrong spot. So go back to your search, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then at the very, very top of the page, right, you're going to see sponsored. It will say HVAC Pros, Glendale. Do you see that?
No.
You don't see that. Okay.
No. There's the places, rating, hours, so far, and then company names.
Here, let me see this. Offers,
map, wholesale, phone number, shopping, images, news, books, video, type. Where is the HVAC supply, Glendale, Cali? Oh, the supply. Let me move the supply. Okay, let's say HVAC contractor. HVAC contractor, Glendale, California. That's it. Okay, so now I see businesses. Pack West Air Conditioning and Heating, first one.
No. So you should see at the very top Google Guaranteed, sir. Like it's the very, very top of the page. Like it'll say HVAC Pros, and then it has a green check mark, and then Google Guaranteed.
I typed HVAC Contractor Glendale, California.
Perfect. That's exactly okay. What I typed too.
Yeah, and then result for Glendale, California, choose area is here, and then after that, the business, three businesses, and then more businesses here, and then NGS list, Yelp, after that, 10 best HVAC company, Glendale, California, condition, Gilmore Heating, AC company.
Here, I'm going to send you the link. That way you could just click on it, and it will take you to the Google Guarantee.
No, I don't want your link. I don't want your link.
Oh, you don't want the link.
Find, yeah, my stuff.
Okay.
I want to see how it works.
All you do, you type in HVAC contractor like you did, okay? And yeah. It'll literally say sponsored HVAC Pros, Google Guaranteed. Again, it's the very, very, very top of the page, sir.
Send you a picture
send it because I'm looking right at it. I typed in HVAC contractor in Glendale, California. I just put CA for California. That shouldn't matter though.
Send you 50 job number.
Yeah, the 877 number, you could text that. Here, give me 1 second. I'll text you from it right now. That way you could just reply to it.
Yeah.
Alright, give me one more second. Okay, so here comes my text, and then you can just reply to it with the picture, and I'll pull it up.
Yeah, okay, here, I got log splash, picture. Okay, I'm sending you the picture.
Perfect.
Got it?
I do not see it. Hold on. Let me refresh. Yeah, I got it. Give me 1 second. Let me just pull it up right here. Man, you're getting a totally different search result even. What, I can't see. What did you type in the search box?
This is HVAC contractor, Glendale, California.
That's what you typed. Okay. One second. Crazy. Here, let me send you a picture. That is super weird. I've never seen that. Do me a favor. Just type in. Go ahead and just type in HVAC.
Once.
Okay.
Just HVAC?
Yeah, because you're getting different results even in the map section, so I don't really understand it. Don't even do near me. Just put HVAC.
HVAC.
Hit search. That's it.
Okay, this is HVAC.
Okay, are you seeing HVAC pros?
What does HVAC mean?
No.
Pacific Edison Glendale. HVAC pros. HVAC Duval. People also ask what is the HVAC heating ventilation? View, filters, images, news, map, system, cost, option, company. Okay.
That's, no, it's like it's literally at the very top of the page. So I don't understand. First time I've encountered this. Go ahead and type in HVAC Glendale, California again for me. Let's see if that pulls it up.
Okay, well, I'm going to open new browser up.
Yeah, please, let's try that. Super weird.
HVAC, what?
HVAC, and then just put Glendale, California.
Okay. Glendale, California.
Should be Elite Heating and Air is the first one you see on the Google Guaranteed section.
Well, it's not Google Ads.
It's not a Google ad. It'll say sponsored next to it though, and then HVAC pros, and then it has Google guaranteed with a green check mark.
No. Nothing.
Super weird. Okay. So let's try one more thing. Okay. So, at the top right hand corner, you should see like, three, it's below the X, right? You'll see like three little dots.
On the top, yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click new incognito window. Should be the third one down. New tab, new window, put new incognito window.
Okay, new incognito, okay.
Okay.
New.
Okay, and then it should come up like you've gone incognito or whatever. Just type that same search in again. So go HVAC Glendale, California.
Okay, HVAC Glendale. It's all black.
That's fine. That's fine. So what I'm trying to do is, I don't know if it's like your cookies or something. So I'm doing a search from Incognito, which the cookie shouldn't matter. So it should pull up like a normal search now.
Okay, now I see Google Guarantee.
Weird. That is super weird. Yeah, you may need to clear your cookies in cache because you even had a different companies in the map section than what I was seeing too. You know?
How can I clear those? How can I clear those?
I could have a technician run it through with you, the last person you spoke to, because I really, let me actually look real quick. Maybe I could figure it out real fast.
Yeah.
Because I've never, let me see, restore settings.
Okay.
Let me see, default browser. Cancel. Okay, so if you go back to those three dots, okay?
Yeah.
And go to settings.
Settings, okay.
Okay, and then, hold on. Let me see. Because I see reset settings, but that's going to change, like, that's going to reset everything. Like, you'll lose all your search history and everything. Let me see if there is a way to just get rid of the cookies. Oh, there is. Okay. So if you go to privacy and security, the third one down.
Privacy and security?
Wait. Yeah, the third one down. You should see cookies and other site data.
Okay.
And then, oh, that's allow cookies. I guess you can't clear them. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. On clear browsing data. Oh, it's going to be clear browsing data is what you're going to want to do.
Mm.
And then clear the cookies and other site data.
So what I go, new window, the new window download?
No, sir. Okay. So are you in the settings right now?
Oh, hold on. Let me go to settings.
All right, brother.
Okay. Settings. Yeah.
Okay. Third one down, privacy and security. From the left.
Privacy and security. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then you'll see clear browsing data.
Clear browsing data.
And then just click the cookies. Cookies and other site data. And then, so check that. And then you want to click clear data.
Click and browsing history, all of them?
No. Just the, unless you want to get rid of that stuff, but all you need to really delete is the cookies and other site data.
Yeah.
So the third one down.
Yeah, clear data. Okay. Clear cookies, clear data. It's downloading.
Okay. After that's done, you should be able to do a search and see what everybody else is seeing, you know?
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. This is the first time I ran into that, but yeah, it's pretty crazy that happened. You probably have had a bunch of cookies or something. That's why it's taken so long.
Yeah,
yeah.
I never did this. Yeah, I never done this. So that's why maybe a lot of cookies. If I need some coffee to eat them.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Cookies and coffee, brother. For sure. I didn't even know what cookies were until I worked here. I still don't really completely know, you know. But I know they affect your search data, you know. So sometimes, like, for you, if you keep clicking on your Google business profile, right, when you do a search, then that's what shows up for you, right? But when you clear the cookies, now what normally shows up for everybody else is what shows up. It's pretty crazy.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, it's done right now. It says, take the privacy guard, get started, or Chrome can help keep your state from data.
Don't worry about it. Just exit out of it. Just go to, just go do a search now, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let me search one more time.
Yeah, don't search on incognito either. Just search regular and see.
I'm going to search regular. Yeah. Let me see. HEAC, Contracted Glendale, California. No.
No way. That's crazy. So the only other thing like I could recommend for you on that then, other than getting a technician to see what they could do, but if you go back to settings, you can reset your settings. Let me see if Kurt comes.
Do I need to restart the computer maybe?
Yeah, that might be what you need to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, let's go with the incognito and let's check this.
Go ahead and go incognito. That way you can see it regular, but yeah, it's pretty strange what it's doing.
HVAC contracted Glendale. Okay, yeah. Now I see three companies: United Heating, Canoga, and the LH Heating. Yeah.
Right. So that's
company.
No, if you click on more HVAC pros, okay, then it'll show you the full. Yeah. Well, not more businesses. It'll say more HVAC pros.
Oh, pros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then that'll show you the full list of who's using Google Guaranteed in that area.
Yeah. So this the green, the, when it says check on it, it's the green button is the guarantee of those companies, is guaranteed?
The green button means that their leads are on, okay? If they don't have a green check mark next to their name, that means that their leads are off currently.
Oh, they're off. Let's go to that. Perfect. Audio service, metric, comfort, cooling. So what do you think, this Google Leading, it brings more business or?
Yeah, it's a lead platform. So what would happen, right, if you click on one of those and you call them, right, what's going to happen is it's going to come through on their phone as LSA lead, right? So if they schedule an estimate with you, okay, or if they quote you, then those are qualified leads that they would be charged for. If it's anything outside of that, then it's an unqualified lead that they're automatically not charged for, okay? And it makes your business look better, too, to a consumer because Google is backing your work. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. And you'll see if you click on one of their profiles, you'll see past license check, past background check, has business insurance, right? So Google even offers those clients up to $2,000 of insurance, okay, if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed, when Google Guaranteed approved. Yeah, so
why is there three business now? Why is the rest? Why, when you go, this three businesses now just I see.
Yes.
I have to click the more, so can I see the more? So why is this three businesses? They paying more?
Three businesses show up without having to click more HVAC pros, okay? And here's how you get a higher rating on Google. Like, here's how you show up, okay, in that section, like, in the first three. It's going to be your answer rate. Very important when your leads are on, you want to answer the phone, okay? Another main factor is reviews, right? You're going to want to keep boosting your Google reviews up, okay? And then another thing is going to be your budget, right? Your budget allocation. So if you have a high budget, right, your answer rate is perfect, and, like, one of these guys has, like, over 2,000 reviews, right, well, you're going to be ranking, okay, when all the companies have their leads on, okay? Now, a way to go about that to show up, like, in the first three, like, without doing all that is what you're going to need to do is open your target area up, right? One key benefit of Google Guaranteed is you don't have to just target your local area, like organic placement, right? Google Guaranteed, you could target anywhere you want as long as you're licensed and insured in those areas. So you're going to want to target less saturated areas as well where there's not as much competition with their leads on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You have other ways too, like your lead fee, right? It's $33.33 per qualified lead, right? But one really like kind of trick of the trade that a lot of these companies don't know about is you could bid a little higher. So for example, if everybody's doing that lead fee, right? And we have you bid at $40 per lead, like less than $7 more, right? And your technician goes over that stuff with you when they think it's appropriate. But when you bid more for the lead, then you show up higher. So it's there's ways to get you to rank higher for sure in that Google Guaranteed section.
How we can change the bid to higher?
All we do is in our settings, we put on the bidding section and we change how much we're bidding for the actual lead, right, in the Google Guaranteed profile.
Oh, let's say we put the $350 and we put on $650. So it's going to give me just a 7 lead, let's say?
No. So you have to have a minimum budget requirement of 13 leads in the bank, right? So we first start you off with that. And your technician, if it's an overly saturated area where we think it's appropriate for you to turn the bidding function on, he would go over that before increasing your budget, right? But you know, sometimes it's not needed. Let me check your reviews real fast. See how many you have.
My social media is not good. I don't have reviews.
Yeah, the social media reviews don't link. It's the Google page. Yeah. So you have 4 reviews online right now. So we're definitely going to want to boost that up for sure. You actually need 5 to qualify even. So, we would help you do that by doing using a request review link, but yeah, you're gonna want to boost those reviews up, and probably the bidding feature would be a good option for you as well.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, how's this platform sound to you? Though, is it something you want to move forward with?
Yeah, we just starting for the local splash, and then. Mm-hmm. I'm still with the other company called Haibu. They making my pay-per-click and then the website.
Mm-hmm.
So we're canceling a little bit from there and coming here.
Gotcha. So, I was going to recommend to you, because we offer Google Ads too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You could keep it all under one umbrella. But Google Guaranteed, it's like it's the best product Google has, because – the thing is, like with Google Ads, if they click on you, it takes from your budget. The good thing about it is it gets you a lot of website hits, right? It gets you a lot of like exposure, okay? But with Google Guaranteed, it's calls. Like you have to actually speak to the person and set an appointment or quote them in order to be charged, you know? So like let's say, and this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's say you got 0 leads, right? Like 0 leads came through. You would literally pay $0. You're only paying for the qualified leads that come through on a monthly basis, you know? So what
how
I did
much
is...
Gonna do? Let's
oh,
say,
go ahead.
You told me how much, 350? How much was the...
The minimum budget requirement, and this again isn't charged until you give us the green light to turn your leads on, okay? But that minimum budget requirement is 435. That's for 13
okay.
leads.
15 leads. Okay.
Now, the very first step is getting that application done. I know you said a company did it before, but there's no profile showing it for you. So we would have to do that application. Again, we don't charge your lead budget until the application's approved and you give us a thumbs up to charge it. But we do charge a $250 application fee to get started on
one
that.
Time. This is one time.
One time. One time, you never, ever have to pay it again. You know?
Okay. What is
That's it. That's the first step. So doing that application. So let's say you tell me, hey, let's do this, right? I'm already, as we're talking, I'm sending you everything in writing so you have it, okay? What I would do is just verify some business info to make sure we're getting your Google Guarantee profile set up correctly. Then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your lead technician. This is the person managing your leads. They just want to meet you to make sure that the application was submitted properly, which I sent to you via text message and via email shortly here. And they'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. So the email I already sent you, it's going to be titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm doing is I'm replying to the email with your vertical. That just means your category, okay? Your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm copying and pasting all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing, okay? So that's coming at you now. And even though I'm not your lead technician, Bob, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I went ahead and sent you a text message with my direct line and extension. Make sure when you get a chance, just save that in your phone. You can always contact me too during business hours. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask you. So before I schedule your client interview with your lead specialist and get the application sent to you via text message and via email, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, are we going to be using the same card that's on file?
We're not doing it now. Hold on. I'm just send you anything, everything, and then
already done.
I'm talking. I have your email here. What's the HVAC? What's this HVAC vertical? 33 per lead, and then what is this? You text me also, or just send me?
I texted you my direct line and extension, and I sent you the email with all the information and writing that we just went over.
Yeah. Daniel Nielsen, local. This your Daniel? Daniel?
I'm Daniel. Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. So he's like. So, you know what? So, what do you need from the background checking? What do you need?
Give me a license, insurance that you'll need to submit in the application. And then for the background check, okay, there's two companies that do it for Google. One is Pinkerton, okay, and the other is Evident. All right. Once we create your profile, it'll let us know which one's doing it. Both of them require basic information, like your date of birth, your social security, driver's license number, et cetera. If Evident does the background check, okay, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license too. Okay.
Yeah.
If Pinkerton does it, they don't require that scan. No other information other than what's on the application will be needed.
Yeah. Okay, man. Go ahead.
You ready to do this?
You're going to love it, brother.
All right. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to send the application to you via text message and via email in just 1 second. Just give me a moment. Let me add Google Guaranteed to your account, okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll get that client interview scheduled too with your lead tech.
Just to confirm, because I don't give a social security to anybody. So how I know this company they
are totally legit. So Evident and Pinkerton, Google is a big company, right? If you look up Evident or Pinkerton, they are totally 100% secure. I have a client who's a judge even in North Carolina, and he was like, man, this company is the real deal. So what you can do, okay, is on the background or on the application, I mean, okay, for you to do your own background check through Evident or Pinkerton, all you do is put 000, all zeros, in the social security number box, okay? And I'll make your lead technician aware that you're going to do the background check on your own through Evident or Pinkerton.
No, I mean, how I know? It comes through Local Splash?
No. It's going to come through Evident or Pinkerton for the background check.
Pinkerton or Evident?
Yes. Yes. Okay, once we create the the profile, then it's going to let us know which one of those it is, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So just I need to know which evident or fingerprint. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. And we'll be able to let you know exactly which one. Google just randomly selects it. That's why I can't tell you right now.
Yeah,
they're going to let us know after we create the profile. Okay?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So give me one quick second. All right. We're attaching Google Guaranteed to your account. And edit OSA.
No much.
Okay. Update. Okay. So you should have an email coming through shortly here. It's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, and it will have the application in the email. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to send it to you via text message as well, and I'm going to reply to our current email thread with the application. That way you have it, like, in all three spots. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one quick sec.
So after that, I can see my business name on the Google Guaranteed, right?
What, after you're approved, correct. So you'll see yourself in the Google Guaranteed section. Even when you don't have your leads on, you'll still be able to see it, right? But in order for your leads to be on, we have to activate the lead budget, okay?
The lead budget, okay.
So give me one second. I want to tell you exactly what to put in the social number. Yeah, so where you see Social Security in the application itself, all you do is put all zeros in there, and I'm going to let them know to tell you who's doing the background check so you know who the email's coming from, okay? All right, so
to choose the budget and then post it from local splash or another site?
Okay, so the budget, say that again, I'm sorry. I didn't
if quite I choose my budget and the post, pose it or I don't know. So should I come from local splash home the dashboard or is it another way?
Oh, to change your budget, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good
yeah.
question. So to change your budget, right, there's multiple ways you could do it. You could email, you could text us, you could go into your dashboard to change it. They're gonna add a Google Guaranteed section for you under leads, okay? Or you could call me directly, right? Or your lead technician, which I'm about to schedule an appointment with them. But on the initial application where it says, budget, right? You're going to want to put, if you're starting with the minimum budget requirement, just put 435. Okay.
435.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you this too, Bob, every single one of my clients, except for one of them, started with the minimum budget. And the majority of them increase their budgets later on. I have some guys that are like part-time businesses, though, that just keep it at the minimum budget because that's all they can handle, you know?
Okay.
All right. So let's get this client interview scheduled. Give me one second. Okay, they're booked today, and they want to give you time to fill out your application anyways. So the soonest time they have, so they have an 8:30 tomorrow. The latest appointment they have is a 2:30, and they have all the slots in between except for 12 o'clock and 12:30. So what time works best for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow I can't. I'm busy tomorrow.
And tomorrow you're busy. Okay, what about Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday is 8 a.m. good, 8:30, 9, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Perfect. Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now, okay? It's going to say LSA onboarding appointment. Remember, LSA is a term you want to get used to because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so give me one second. Let me send you the calendar invite. And 1 hour before the appointment, too, you'll receive a text reminder and an email reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay?
Text is fine, yeah.
Yeah, it automatically triggers. So,
yeah.
But again, that's scheduled between 10 a.m. and 10:30. So it's a quick call, okay? And they'll be able to let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton too at that appointment. Your only homework right now, I know nobody likes homework, right? But you want to get that application submitted. That way they can already start creating the profile. And I also want you to work on your reviews, okay? So let me do this. Let me check the, have you received a review link from us already? I don't think
no.
So, huh? Okay. So I'm going to have one created for you right now from somebody in our web department. His name's Steve, okay? I'm going to have him create you. It's a tiny URL, all right? And all it is, you just send it to, like, previous clients, current clients, friends, family member. Doesn't matter, but you need at least one more review on that Google Guaranteed section, or on the Google section, I'm sorry, in order to be approved, okay?
Yeah.
Can I please get a tiny URL? Hold on. Let me send him your link, too. Here it is. And reviews, too, Bob, but it's going to help everything. It'll help you in the organic section, Google Guaranteed. Like, always, always, always just push for reviews, too, okay? So,
yeah.
Steve, I know he's in a meeting right now because I'm looking at his disposition. So it'll allow like an hour or so, but as soon as he sends me that link, I'll text it to you as well. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Google Guaranteed reviews, right? And that's going to help with everything. The application, very important. Just a reminder in the social security box, just put zeros, all zeros. Okay. And I'll let them know you're doing the background check on your own. Okay.
Yeah.
And your appointment is very, very important. That's scheduled at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. They're going to call you from our 877 number for that appointment. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I will call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay. All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
That's all.
You are going to love this platform, trust me. And remember, the lead budget is not automatically charged, right? So after you're approved, you're going to get a call, text, and email just verifying you're ready to turn the leads on, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Bob. Hey, congratulations. Remember, even though I'm not managing your leads, I'm really active in my account. So if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Sure. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Congratulations. Have a great rest of your day. You're welcome.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.